Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I stand for Israel because of Genesis 12 and because of my faith in Jesus Christ, Himself, the perfect Jew. In Genesis 12, God told Abraham, the father of Israel, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. The hope for democracy in the world hangs on the fate of Israel, the only true democracy in the Middle East.
When I was a child, my father gave me a book about Anne Frank. My parents told us that the Jews were God's chosen people, and we should respect them after all the things they've endured. I thank God that my parents instilled in me this truth. I read the Bible every day and believe God's teachings about the Jews. Israel belongs to the Jews. It's very clear in the Bible that God gave this land to the Jews. Jesus Christ, whom I've accepted as my Lord and Savior, was a Jew. I pray always for peace to come to Israel. God's wonderful plan for Israel is unfolding as we watch and pray. God bless Israel.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.